to give you a quick synopsis of the feast. And I would like you to take your Bibles for a moment. Leviticus 23. And the Feast of Trumpets is explained a little bit in verse 23. So 23:23, Leviticus 23:23, Feast of Trumpets. The Lord said to Moses, "Say to the Israelites, on the first day of the seventh month, you are to have a day of rest, a sacred assembly commemorated with trumpets, blasts. Do no regular work, but present an offering made to the Lord by fire." So isn't it odd that God would provide fire in the house, on the walls, and he would release it? Then I want you to go to Numbers 29, because I don't want to break the anointing. I just want to give you the scriptures. On the first day of the seventh month, hold a sacred assembly and do no regular work. Did you get the clue? It is a day for you to sound the trumpet. That means your mouth. Advertise God's grace. As an aroma pleasing to the Lord, prepare a burnt offering for one young bull, one ram, seven male lambs, a year old, all without defects. What have we offered? We've offered Jesus, the lamb that was sacrificed. He was absolutely perfect, and there is nothing more to be said because he completed it all. Last but not least, I want you to take a peek at Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 1. Again, it talks about the seventh month, the first day. When the seventh month came and the Israelites had settled in their towns, all the people assembled as one man in the square. As one man. Unity. Perfection is going to be able to be released in us and through us when we become united as one man. Who are we going to represent? Christ himself, the corporate Jesus. You've heard me talk about the corporate sons. Romans 8 speaks of them. Now again, as one man. They didn't come with their own agenda. They came with the agenda of the Holy Spirit. They came to do a work, to prepare a people that had been, what? Strayed and gone aside. They had been just being restored to a new place. And now, Nehemiah had rebuilt the walls, but they were taking time to give thanks. Now, it says, before the water gate, isn't that odd that they would choose that place, the water gate? The water gate was the place where there was living water available. It represents what God gave through Christ in John chapter 4 to the woman. They told Ezra the scribe to bring out the books of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded for Israel. So on the first day of the seventh month, Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, which was made up of men and women and all who were able to understand. He read it aloud from daybreak till noon as he faced the square before the water gate in the presence of the men and women and others who could understand, and all the people listened attentively, etc. I want you to go to verse 6. Ezra praised the Lord, the great God, and all the people lifted their hands and responded, "Amen and amen." Then they bowed down and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. They were humbling themselves. Why? Because that's part of what we do in this season. We take time to acknowledge what our Papa has done for us. You can keep on reading all this on your own. I don't want to give you any more because I believe the Lord has done a better work than me. But what he has is this word written for us. And now I would ask you to just bow your heads, close your eyes, and if you're willing to say a simple prayer that 5772 will be a pleasing aroma from us to our Father. Say, Father, we give you praise. We thank you for this new year. We thank you for this day of the trumpet, where this feast was called for by yourself, for yourself, because you are very, very jealous for our love, for our praises, for our worship. And we give you praise for what you've done tonight. Don't stop. It'll eradicate for another 24 years. Let's start with 24 hours. Amen? We'd like 24 years instantly, but 24 hours to go forward. In Jesus' name. Amen. Share some hugs with each other. Some love. And God willing, we'll see you Sunday morning.